The removal of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is simply doing the work of these smugglers who, again, are spreading misinformation.
I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But people I have heard say it are you, our former President Trump, or Ron DeSantis.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Well, that's called brainwashing right there. They've broken the border completely by design, and now that the crisis becomes so huge that no one can even deny it anymore, they say, well, of course, the Republicans did this. Ladies and gentlemen, free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. All orders of $50 or more get free shipping, and our regular shipping has seen its rates cut up to 50%. Free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to see an example of total and complete gaslighting, the new talking point, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere, is that if you say the border is wide open, which it is, you're causing the border to be wide open.
It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open. And I just want to be very, very clear about that.
You, we're meeting here just minutes after, as Darlene pointed out,
a number for you at this time. What I can say is that we know smugglers will try to spread misinformation to take advantage of these vulnerable migrants. But I want to be very clear here. The fact is that the removal of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is simply doing the work of these smugglers who, again, are spreading misinformation and which is very dangerous. When Title 42 goes away, as we are, as we have to do because of a court order, which is on Wednesday, as all of you know, we will go back to Title 8, which allows a process to make sure that people can make their asylum claims heard. Those who do not have a legal.
The border wall, you talk about open borders. I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But people I have heard say it are you, our former President Trump, or Ron DeSantis. That message reverberates in Mexico and beyond. So they do get the message that it is an open border, and smugglers use all those kinds of statements.
So you just heard the press secretary and mainstream corporate enemy of the American people news tell you that there is no open border, but the border is open because Republicans said it's open. And the American people can see that it's wide open. And we see the same UN agencies in command of the Border Patrol who are directing the whole thing. And now the state of Texas has opened a criminal investigation of that. We've been calling for almost 2 years. But to say that I've never heard Biden tell anybody to come up here to the border, and that if Republicans say the border is basically open, that we're making people come here. No. Biden said that, and that's why we saw the giant surge. Remember, he said this right before he stole the election 2 years ago.
As president, there's several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Well, that's called brainwashing right there. And that's what they do. That's all they do. If there isn't Title 42 in place, basically everybody's completely legalized who gets here automatically. And they've already been ignoring Title 42. And then just saying Title 8 means if they say you can't come in, you can't. And they're letting basically everybody in. We already know that. In fact, they don't want any screening because some do get screened. They want to just load them onto buses, load them onto trains, load them onto airplanes, fly them around with new IDs, sign them up to be voters, sign them up for welfare, sign them up in sweatshops and restaurants to then skim money off the top of this group these impoverished people after years of globalist lockdown in Latin America and other parts of the world coming up through Latin America. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from the Middle East. They're all coming through Central America at the UN refugee centers, where they give them debit cards with thousands of dollars on them in the Middle East and in Africa and in Latin America, to then get to Central America from South America and all come in to Mexico. They've broken the border completely by design, and now that the crisis becomes so huge that no one can even deny it anymore, they say, well, of course, the Republicans did this. And you can say what you want about President Trump, but he did cut border crossing from what Obama had, something like 95%, and he really cracked down and then made people that had merit be able to actually get here legally and made that easier. The system doesn't want you to come here legally. They want you to come here illegally so they can keep you as a permanent, invisible underclass that they feed on. Complete human exploitation on a grand scale. Here's just some recent video that TV viewers can see in El Paso, where they estimate 14,000 plus people a day are coming across. Now they say it's building up to 20,000, their new estimate. Border crisis, Title 42 is scheduled to end this week, and the rampant chaos is escalating. We just played you Martha Raddatz following the plot. She hasn't lost the plot, putting out the talking point that she never heard Biden say, come to the border. It's the Republicans that said, come here. We have the Biden press secretary says you're with the smugglers if you claim border is open, even though the Democrats openly work with the smugglers and other gangs like MS-13. Supreme Court has paused the expiration of Title 42, saying it's unconstitutional what Biden's doing, but Biden's already by fiat done that, or should I say his controllers. Texas border towns prepare for migrant wave with shipping containers and razor wire. The White House says that doesn't mean the border's open when it's already essentially open. And they call it a Trump-era law, but Trump only began enforcing it. It's actually from 1944. SPLC continued use of Title 42. Unacceptable mass expulsion must end. That's really what this is all about. 20,000 migrants, not illegal aliens, were waiting near El Paso for Title 42's expiration report. As border chaos rages, Biden gives fake interviews and new fake photoshops where it looks like he's 30 years younger. I mean, this is getting crazy. They're now using deepfakes in videos they release where they've put a younger face on him. I mean, this is getting Twilight Zone meets 1984 meets The Running Man. I mean, this is getting crazy town. I've been in sports since I was 5 years old, but I didn't get serious about sports and athleticism until I was about 15. From about 15 to 22, I ran every other day 6 miles. I lifted weights 5 days a week. I was in incredible shape. I could do 50, 60 total pull-ups nonstop. Now I can do like 3. And even back then, I took supplements, and they really helped take me to the next level. But I can tell you now, the supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com, especially this new line, InfoWars Platinum, dwarfs anything I had 30, 35 years ago. Dwarf stuff from 5 years ago. In our search to find better supplements, better suppliers, we ran into a major pharmaceutical company that's also one of the biggest makers of high-quality supplements in the world, based here in the United States. It turns out the owner is a listener. So they've allowed us to take 3 of their number one best-selling products, not just for them, but in the total market, and private label them for 40% off what they are in stores, 20-25% off what they're sold online. So all 3 of these are already number one bestsellers, not just for them, but in the market total, now brought to you for 40% off to help keep InfoWars on the air and get you great products. So be careful with these. These are very serious. Consult your healthcare provider. I would take a lower dose at first. from what's even recommended because it'll blow you away. 1776 testosterone boost. Unbelievable. HGH max boost. Take this before you go to bed, folks. This will make you totally reboot. You're going to need some downtime when you take this the first few times especially. And, of course, Pain MD. These are already bestsellers. They're already incredible. And they will fund the InfoWar. Everybody watching, everybody listening should get these products immediately and experience them for themselves. And obviously, they're marketed towards men, but they do great things for women as well. Get your InfoWars Platinum right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.